You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Another week behind us. Time once again, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. And Mark, here we go. September, no longer really on the horizon. I mean, we're talking, the two of us, this final day of August. September's here. And that means call-ups and expanded rosters. And for teams no longer in contention and the Reds qualify, it typically means a lot, right? I mean, numerous call-ups. What's the sense you get? What's going to happen with this team in September?
Well, definitely the call-ups are going to be a nice change of pace, I guess, in a way. Some fresh people, some fresh angles. I think initially, starting on the 1st, they're going to just call up the basic reinforcements they need just to get through a single game. They've been having a lot of trouble with their rotation, getting deeper in games, and I think they really need some extra relievers. And, I mean, at that point, they'll probably just call up some familiar faces like Carlos Contreras and those other people that have been seen up here before. But when it gets really interesting, of course, the people that really want to know what's going to happen is, will they call up their top two prospects? Their number two prospect is Robert Stevenson. He's their top pitching prospect. They need a starter. Brian Price has kind of said that he's in favor of calling him up, but it's not his final decision. And Stevenson has first missed some time with an injury, so he has some innings that he could need to get before the season's over. So it makes a lot of sense to call him up. The other person, of course, which I think is less likely, is the outfielder, Jesse Winker, who's a double-A Pensacola. A few weeks ago, I asked Jocketty if Winker might come up, and he really didn't seem to think so. But in the time since then, they traded Marlon Byrd. Brennan Bosch is on the disabled list. Billy Hamilton's still on the disabled list. There's some needs for some outfielders, and the way the team's going and the way he's hitting, it may not hurt to bring him up.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, from the standpoint of a Red fan, to me, that's always the thing about September is, if my team's not going to be in it, then I at least want to see some indication of what the future may bring, right? And I want to get it. And my feeling was always, don't entertain me, but bring these guys up and let's see how they react, right? Let's just get a glimpse at how they'll react. I think you and I both know that September's unlike the rest of the season. It's a little like spring training that way, but you can still at least get some indication of what, you know, might be on the horizon for this team.
Well, that is also for guys like Stevenson or Winker in particular that have never been to the major leagues, and the Reds have had a lot of newbies this year that have never been in the major league. But what it does do in September for these guys, it does get them exposed to that first call-up of the major league. It does get them to get a chance to get the jitters, the butterflies, the nerves, the first of this, the first of that, out of the way. And then you go into 2016 with a very clean slate. You have the experience under your belt. Any experience, even if it's just watching from the bench, it's going to be experience because you're just going to see how it's done and maybe in some cases see how it's not supposed to be done. And I think that could help anybody that comes up at this point, not just the top two prospects, but anyone that needs to get exposed and get their feet wet in the major leagues. I think it'll be a little bit harder for Winker just because going from double-A to the major league might be a bigger jump. But I think Stevenson, the way he's been pitching at triple-A and the fact that he needs some innings, the fact that they've been running out all rookies, and the fact that guys like Michael Lorenzen, who's starting today, has maybe one or two starts left. Raisel Iglesias is coming to the end of his innings limit soon, and they've had some struggles with some other pitchers. It just makes too much sense not to give him a shot in the rotation just for a couple starts maybe in the month of September.
You know, your point, though, about them just getting, like you say, the first-time jitters out of the way, whether it's, you know, just the rhythms of taking the bus after the game to the airport, the hotels, just the general lifestyle and rhythms of the road in the big leagues, I think that has legitimate merit. The other thing, though, is I would think a general manager, and I don't know that I've ever asked a general manager this direct question, but you might have to take into consideration the atmosphere in the clubhouse. If you felt like it isn't a healthy atmosphere, and I'm not saying that's the case with the Reds, but I've been on with some teams where the environment in the clubhouse is not the type I necessarily want to expose my top prospects to, because I don't want them getting the wrong feel. You have to have some good, strong personalities teaching the right things, I guess, in that clubhouse for me if I'm going to bring up some of those real valuable pieces early.
You have a valid point, and I know the Reds in, you know, in the past years, that was a concern when you had there was an idea that maybe Adam Dunn or Ken Griffey Jr. didn't put the greatest examples. Of course, I think they were invested in the game, of course, but they were different kinds of players, and they were the kind of guys that could do some things, but also were the guys that had McDonald's in the clubhouse, and they also were the ones that maybe didn't run every drill in spring training the hardest and things like that, and that was a bad example to set for the next wave of guys at the time, which was Jay Bruce and a couple others, and they traded them, and it wasn't an indictment of them as players or their performances, but I just think they wanted to get a new clubhouse identity in after a long stretch of losing, and I think they're going to probably be faced with that again, but I don't think there's a sour clubhouse here in Cincinnati with the Reds, but I also don't think, you don't want to expose a guy to a culture of losing either, but I don't think they're worried about that with this bunch. They have so many young kids. There's just all rookie rotation, several young players in the position player, spots. I don't really know how many choices they have. I mean, they have a lot of guys that are up here not just because they're knocking on the door and they deserve to be here, but they have guys that are up here because they need them to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a very different situation to be in when you're not necessarily, steering the ship that way. Marcell Iglesias, once again, great. 10 more strikeouts the other day. Just talking to, other folks who are competing against him and hearing the comments from guys who have to step in against Iglesias. The feedback is that this guy is not – just a really good pitcher, but he might possess some of that stuff that makes a guy, special, takes him to that next level that's so hard to get to in the big league. Is that what you see?
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that has those. I hate to use the word intangibles because it's a cliche word almost, but he does have that it factor. Besides the fact that he can do an array of things with his pitches because he's got so many different angles and arm angles, and he can go drop down three-quarter, he can go sidearm. He kind of has a little bit of an El Duque Hernandez thing going for him. Even a little bit is what Brian Price said, kind of compared him a little bit to a harder-throwing version of Bronson Arroyo. And that doesn't stink at all to have those kind of attributes because it can make him very deceptive. It can also mean that he can go longer in games and eventually be a top three of the rotation kind of guy. So I'll be interested to see how he develops and matures. He's, in the clubhouse, he's very easygoing. He's very mellow. He doesn't seem at all like befuddled or overwhelmed by the major league experience. He's really thoroughly seemed to be enjoying himself. He's learning English. He just seems to be on top of everything. And he's getting better as the season goes on. That's just the more remarkable thing. He didn't pitch at all last year. He was in Haiti. So, waiting for a visa. So he is going to be finishing strong at some point in the next couple weeks. He's going to hit the end of the line with starting and have to go to the bullpen to finish up. But they could not be more thrilled with what they've been getting from him the last month, especially.
Is he the brightest light right now around this team?
There's a few. I personally think John Lamb has been a nice addition. He only had the one really good start on Sunday, but he's shown signs of being a really good starter and having it as well and being capable of pitching up here. He's left-handed and he's got some different pitches he can throw too. He doesn't throw particularly hard, but he can change speeds really well in there. I think I could see that from him. I think they have something in Eugenio Suarez, the shortstop. They've been really impressed with him, and it would be really interesting to see what becomes of him next year just because of Zach Cozart returning. So there's some people here that have been impressive and that have definitely taken advantage of the opportunities that have come from this very strange and very unfortunate season to make some lemonade and do well.
Well, that's always kind of the good news, in my opinion, Mark. See guys who recognize it not as a place where you can get some cheap days in the big leagues, but an opportunity to really make something out of it. And that's the hope. That's the hope. Guys like Iglesias, Lamb, Suarez, and others can keep building for this franchise. So, well, one last month of it, and then we'll see what 16 brings. Mark, have a great week, and we'll do it again in about 7 days from now.
Excellent, man. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, there he goes. Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.